Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Rural Independent Group has claimed that the new Climate Action Bill will cause immeasurable damage to small family farms and lead to thousands of direct and indirect job losses right across rural Ireland. The group held a press conference today ahead of a Dáil debate on the bill tomorrow. I'm joined now by Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, and also by Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Michael Healy, Ray, first of all, because we were discussing earlier on in the programme the latest data on global climate change and the continuing increase in extreme weather events such as heavy rain and drought as well. Now, as a rural TD, what are your objections to this climate change bill being introduced by government when you know the effects of climate change? I think he's just gone. We'll try and get him back on the line in just a moment. I might turn to Pauline O'Reilly while we're getting Michael Healy-Ray back up on the line. I mean, you know what their concerns are. Job losses right across rural Ireland. We may be biting off more than we can chew here, Pauline O'Reilly.
I mean, I don't accept that there are job losses. I actually think that there are opportunities for rural Ireland. But as you say, Cormac, I mean, it is rural Ireland that is impacted most by climate change. And we have a choice now. We have a choice to step out of a period of what I would say is almost like burying our heads in the sand, mm-hmm. and to really take that step forward and to put forward the investment, which we're already doing in government, in order to see job creation in industries that have a long trajectory. Or we can choose to stay in the past and actually to do a disservice to rural Ireland, including the people of Kerry. So I don't know if you're suggesting
that Michael Healy-Ray is doing just that. He's back with us. Michael Healy-Ray, is there a suggestion here that you are staying in the past, that you don't want to progress the green way?
Well, no, but can I just explain to people the green way? The green way, for instance, has led us to shutting down Bournemouth. We can't at the moment get proper access to our own peat briquettes, but what we're doing at the moment is importing briquettes from Germany. So in every shop at this stage now in Ireland, I'm ashamed to say, including my own shop, stocks German briquettes. Could you explain the sins to me in that? That's the green way.
Why would you do that, Michael, when you know it's so bad for the climate?
Can I just finish now?
Hang on a minute. On that one, why don't you, you're a TD of national importance, why don't you show leadership here and say, this is a fossil fuel, there are alternatives, I'm not going to sell them?
Well, can I answer that question? Because I think it's fairly important for people to have heat in their homes. And if you had no other alternative source of heat in your house tonight, you would be damn glad, Cormac, of having with a peat briquette, hopefully from Ireland, but if not, you would burn it if it was from Germany.
But is this a crazy situation, Pauline, that we can't have access, says Michael Healy-Ray, to our own turf? We have to import peat from Germany.
Well, it's completely untrue, Cormac, for a start. We have years' worth of peat and briquettes left from natural Irish sources. So the deputy is actually choosing to sell something in his shop that is not Irish and is imported. And he's incorrect to say that all retailers across the country are doing the same. They're not. And also, there is an obligation on all of us to see, and I wonder if the deputy has actually looked into alternatives, because, you know, it is easy to say this is the way I've always done it. Mm. But we have an obligation now. We're public representatives. Be mature about it and say, I know that there are alternatives there. I'm going to help people to move. And that's exactly what the government is doing.
Well, hang on a second, because I want to hear Michael Healy-Ray's objections to the climate change bill in generality. I don't want to get, pardon the pun, bogged down in this peat briquette from Germany. But tell me, you say huge job losses right across rural Ireland and damage to small farms. Can you explain that one to me, Michael Healy-Ray?
Of course I can. A 2019 report by the current Climate Change Advisory Committee has recommended a 53% reduction to the suckler herd. Now, it is a well-known fact, if we are to implement what is being proposed in this climate bill, that between here and 2030, farmers could be facing, and will be facing, over 50% of a reduction in the national herd. Now, what I want to see is, I want to see the IFA, the ICMSA, all of the farming organisations coming out and letting our farmers know what is contained in this bill, because it is inherently
wrong. Is that target
wrong
in the bill, Michael?
No, the implications... No, Godwin West me a question, please. Well, you said give me no.
But are you giving out then about a target that isn't there?
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is factual and is correct.
So is it in the bill, that target?
That is why, yes, the target is in the bill. And if we implement the bill without, if we implement this bill without amendments, the result is going to be devastating.
Okay,
For instance, the tourism industry.
Hang on. You made an allegation there. We're playing political tennis here. It is in the bill. This cull of over 50% of the suckler herd, and says Michael Healy-Ray. Pauline, did you say it's not in the bill?
It's absolutely not in the bill, and I sit on the Climate Action Committee where we did extensive pre-legislative scrutiny on this. And actually, it was open to the deputy to come to listen to the witnesses and to speak and have himself heard, and he decided not to do that. But I would encourage him to feed into the Ag Food Strategy, which has an 8-week period of a consultation, and he can have his views heard there. But this is about, number one, the fact that we are in a climate emergency, and we know that particularly future generations are going to be impacted on this, but also rural Ireland, which you've said quite clearly, it is about flooding. And, you know, there's nothing in the bill to say exactly what needs to be done by any sector of society. And I would say that an awful lot can be done by sectors such as transport, for instance, that can actually improve people's lives, you know, by having better access to bus services. We've rolled out.
But okay, so let's give it to Michael Healy. Let's say it's not in the bill, this target, for a minute. But it was in a previous expert report, wasn't it, this cull of the national herd, Pauline?
Look, the target is 51% across all sectors by 2030. So it would make no sense to say that agriculture is doing more than that when we know that there are advances that can be made in terms of energy, and there are opportunities for offshore wind. We've seen now that Money Point is being converted. So there are huge opportunities and job opportunities there.
Can I ask you a very specific question, though? Do you think we can achieve that target by 2030 without reducing the national herd?
I think that we can give alternatives to people so that they can choose to do the best thing, and that includes farmers, because farmers do want to be paid for their work, mm-hmm. and regardless of which they choose to do. And I think that there's an opportunity here now to actually pay farmers to care for the environment, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Pay farmers to care for the environment. My God, Michael Healy-Ray, you should be jumping up and down in Kerry and giving a copy of this bill to all your constituents, surely.
For God's sake, would the senator please listen to what she's saying? First of all, the committee that she dodged the question, the committee that she sat on made a recommendation to reduce the suckler herd by 53%. That is a fact. Secondly, talking about paying farmers to do nothing. That is nonsense. We have farmers who have worked very hard on family farms to build up their farms, to buy more land, to improve the land, to improve their slurry storage capacities, to improve their milking parlours, to make general improvements on their lot. And they've increased, we've lost many thousands of dairy milking farmers, but the ones that are there are larger than the ones in the past. But what are we going to say to those people who work so hard and maybe went from 20 cows to 30 to 40 to 50? Are we going to tell those people now, if they're milking 100 cows, that they'll have to reduce their herd by perhaps 50%?
So what should we do, Michael?
And what the senator is not denying, what she's not denying, is that that is what is going to be a result of this.
Tell us, then.
I am denying that, because that isn't what the bill says at all. And I am saying that there are other things that can be done as well, like transport. And we have to take the advice of the experts, which we've enhanced now the Climate Advisory Council, in order to be able to advise the government. But in the end of the day, people are part of the environment too. And I refute the suggestion that caring for the environment means doing nothing. We provided 108 million to the Midlands, to those workers working in Bord and Mona. It's absolutely
rubbish.
Essential.
Rubbish.
Okay, you say rubbish. Right, can I give you 30 seconds, Michael? Because you say you're not a climate change denier. You say action is needed, but not from us, it seems, is what you're saying, is it?
Can, Can I just make one point? A number of times now the Senator has mentioned the Climate Advisory Council. Now, I want to say who this is. This is the group of disciples who have now been brought forward, which are going to be the new NEFIT, and there will be the new HSE and the new HICWA. These will be the group of people who the government will hide behind when they will be implementing billions of euros in extra taxes on the people in Ireland.
Well, that's not evidence.
It is evidence.
That's your own opinion.
Not at all. There are statistics to back this up. Do you think that the billions of euros that are going to be accrued in carbon tax, do you think I'm making that up?
Okay, well, look.
And last point, because we have to say this. Tourism will also be devastated because aviation fuel will face higher carbon tax. And the Irish government are aiming to increase the cost of air travel. Does that make sense?
Well, it's very interesting you mentioned that. It's very interesting because I was watching a little bit of your press conference on the plinth, and your brother and a TD in his own right, obviously, Danny Healy-Ray, was waxing lyrical about his objections to the climate change bill. And an airplane flew overhead. And he was saying, next thing he said, they'll be allowed to pee down on top of us. And he was giving out about the airline industry, it seemed to me, you correct me if I'm wrong, allowing to have flights, and they cause carbon emissions more than the average farmer down in Kerry. He seems to me to be giving out about flights.
Not at all. That is not the point he was making, because we all know that as an island nation, we want to welcome people, and we also want to welcome the visitors that come here and the Irish diaspora that want to come home. Do you want to go back to the 1980s when it was £600 to travel from London into Dublin or into Shannon Airport? Mm-hmm. And that was a fact. That you were old enough to remember that. And that's what it cost that time. I don't want to have an island where we are going to be a high cost destination that will be impossible for people to. And look, what we need to do in this debate is we need to have common sense. We know that we have to make improvements. We can retrofit our homes. There are many measures that we can take. But what we cannot have is a situation where the Greens, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the rest of them will just blindly walk us all down this slippery slope where people will be taxed out of existence.
Taxed out of existence, Pauline.
Yes.
Look, I mean, 6 million was given to Shannon Airport only in the last few days. So to say that we're anti all aviation is incorrect. But the one thing that I will say that the deputy is correct about is there are opportunities. Retrofitting is one of them. That could provide up to 25,000 jobs. So there are a lot of things that can be done. And I would ask the deputy to stop the scaremongering, stop the rural against urban, and actually admit the fact that there are 1,300 deaths a year from air pollution in relation to his earlier point about briquettes.
But isn't it a fact, Pauline?
There are huge opportunities going forward. We need to invest in those opportunities.
But isn't Michael Healy-Ray right fundamentally when he says that, and this is being used by the Green Party previously in government and by governments worldwide, taxes are used to change behaviour, and it will be used in this case as well. Isn't that right?
Taxes are used, but in our particular case, what we've said in the programme for government is that any taxes raised are going to go into those most in need. There is also part of it to go into rural Ireland to support farmers. So it is about where you actually put the money as well, because it is about a carrot, and that's an awful lot of what we're looking at doing. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have been putting in 108 million and supporting jobs in the Midlands.
Okay.
We wouldn't be, you know, investing in offshore wind. We wouldn't be investing in greenways and in additional transport all over the country, another 250 staff to walking and cycling. And all of these things are actually putting money in, not taking money out.
Okay, well, look, it's a fascinating conversation. We'll have you both back soon to discuss it more, because I think there's more in this little conversation here. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, and Senator Pauline O'Reilly of the Green Party. Thank you both very much.